From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 additional U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help with logistics, and provide advice. On the Charlie Rose program, President Barack Obama spoke about giving additional support to the Iraqis.
What I've said to our Secretary of Defense and our generals is, let's continue to resource what works. And as we see the Iraqis willing to fight and gaining ground, let's make sure that we're providing them more support.
President Obama, a United Nations envoy, says the Syrian opposition has postponed its participation in peace talks due to what it calls government violations of a ceasefire. United Nations mediator Stefan de Mistura says negotiations will continue and that the rebel delegation should remain in Geneva.
And possibly at my own suggestion, to pursue technical discussions with myself and my team, particularly on the issues related to Resolution 2254 and the political transition.
The UN launched the latest round of indirect peace talks last week between the Syrian government and opposition. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff is vowing a long fight against possible impeachment after the lower house voted late Sunday to recommend a trial in the Senate for alleged corruption. She said in an interview that she is outraged. This is VOA News. Rescuers in Ecuador Monday pulled three people out from the rubble of a shopping center that was flattened by Saturday's earthquake. The people had been trapped there for more than 32 hours. The death toll from Saturday's quake has climbed above 410. U.S. presidential candidates campaigned Monday in New York, a day ahead of the state's crucial Democratic and Republican presidential primary elections. Democrat Hillary Clinton asked New Yorkers to vote for her.
There are a lot of differences between me and my opponents, both in the Democratic primary and in the Republican primary. And I can tell you this, I will not let someone like Donald Trump or Ted Cruz say what he is saying about the people, the hardworking people, including immigrants, but everyone who works hard in New York.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, trailing Clinton in the opinion polls, is throwing a nighttime concert in New York City.
Tomorrow, get out and vote. We've got to vote.
On the Republican side, businessman Donald Trump is in the lead over his two rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court Monday, while inside, the justices were listening to opening arguments in the case U.S. versus Texas. The case involves a lawsuit questioning the legality of President Barack Obama's executive orders on immigration. The court appeared to be divided over the meaning of the phrase lawful presence in Mr. Obama's 2014 order deferring deportations for some illegal immigrants. The justice's decision will have far-reaching implications on actions by future presidents. The court will announce its decision in June. Ethiopians have dominated the 120th Boston Marathon, winning both the men's and the women's races. About 30,000 runners crossed the finish line amid tight security. China says a military plane has landed on one of its country's man-made islands in the disputed South China Sea. It is China's first public acknowledgement of such a mission. An Israeli police official says a bus explosion in an industrial area of Jerusalem Monday wounded at least 21 people. Officials say the cause was an explosives device, and they are investigating the incident as a terrorist attack. The Israeli military charged a soldier with manslaughter Monday for shooting a wounded Palestinian assailant as he lay on the ground last month in the West Bank. The unidentified 19-year-old soldier was initially held on a murder warrant. Because the killing was not believed to be premeditated, a lighter manslaughter charge will be leveled against him. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.